taking you till next Sunday. This is the Manic Monday Show with Casey on Radio Sega.
This week's inspiring lyrics. Fighting. Going down for fighting. Can't you hear me screaming? Fighting through the night. Born to be a winner.
Play on, play on for the weekend. There's no shaking these manic Mondays. And Marie's a freaking. Send that shit to next Sunday. Play on, play on for the weekend. There's no shaking these manic Mondays. And Marie's a freaking. And go on into next Sunday.
Sega.
This is the start of your Radio Sega Live Week. The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
I like this one. I don't think I've played this. Actually, I think this is the first time I'm playing this on a show. Welcome to the Manic Monday Show, everyone. I'm KC. I'll be live for the next couple of weeks. Yeah, I'll be doing a non-stop Manic Monday show, 2 weeks long, 2 weeks straight. So we'll be here for a while. Sit down, have a drink. And no, it's just 2 hours or so. So welcome to this week's show. It's the start of your Radio Sega Live week, and I'm here, you know, after a very special episode of Sega Ages last night, which was awesome and was very, very fun to do, I have to say. But yeah, life goes on, time stops for no man, and we need to do our regular shows right here on Radio Sega. So this is the Manic Monday Show, the start of your Radio Sega Live week. And we just played a few awesome tracks. We had Forging from Initial D Arcade Stage, starting things off. And then we had a special stage from Sonic the Hedgehog 16-bit version. And Dilapidated Town from Streets of Rage, a remix by the Opus Science Collective, part of their The Magical Sound Shower Project album. Which is also always the answer to Say My Name, The Magical Sound Shower Project. Let me just tell you something. So we're celebrating Jewel Week, or Jewel Day, which is today on the show. And so not only do we have a special People's Choice poll for you to vote on, radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice. That's always the link, so you can vote for three tracks that you'd like me to play during the show, and I will play the top three later on. But not only are we doing that, but I'm also playing special stage music from Sonic the Hedgehog games on the show. So throughout the show, I'll be playing a few different special stage themes from Sonic the Hedgehog, because, you know, Sonic is the original Jewel Hunter. I don't care about Knuckles or Rouge, because he is the original Jewel Hunter. Well, maybe Robotnik as well, or Eggman, because they were after the Chaos Emeralds. And so we will be playing special stage music throughout the show. One track for each block of music, at least for those that I'll be picking, you know. Not for third-party tracks and stuff like that, you know. Yeah, it makes sense. So yeah, that's what we'll be playing. Welcome to the show. Don't forget to join us on Discord, radiose.ga/Discord, if you want to talk to like-minded people or just crazy people, mostly crazy people, yeah. And also, don't forget to give us a shout-out on Twitter if you don't want to join us on Discord, at Radio Sega, #RSManicMonday. We'll have a lot of great music tonight, lots of fun. I just realized that we are part of something called Metallic Madness from TSSZ. I remember seeing something about this last year, but we weren't warned. We just saw a tweet right now. We were tagged in the tweet, and so I will be talking about that, because apparently we are going up against Sonic the Hedgehog. Whatever that is, seems like a nice thing, sonicthehedgeblog.com, so I'll be sharing some details about that in a bit. But join us on Discord, especially because that's where the magic happens, and that's where you can take part in our games. Actually, it's just one game. It's a great game. It's the best game. It's tremendous. And it's called this.
Say my name.
Oh yeah. So, indeed. Oh, I like the picture that II1980 just posted. Like, is that Master Chief with a Splatoon gun? Splatoon for the Wii U. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, so yeah, welcome to Say My Name. Say My Name is the weekly game we play on the Manic Monday Show, and each week I pick something related to Sega. It can be a character, it can be a real-life person, a thing, an object, a console, a game, it can be anything, as long as it's Sega related. It's Doomguy. I don't know what Doomguy. Oh, Doomguy. Okay. Okay. Sorry, I'm not a Doom fan. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Everyone's like, you know, killing me or something. It didn't look like Master Chief, but you know, the helmet and everything. So I just assumed it was a Halo reference. I'm sorry. Yeah. I suck at games. Anyway, as I was saying, I pick something related to Sega, and then I give you four different clues throughout the show. So, you need to guess what the thing is. This week we have a Sega character, okay? So, if you guess it correctly after the first clue, you get 20 points. You get 15 points after the second clue, 10 points after the third, and 5 points after the fourth and final clue. So, the quicker you get it, the better, because you get more points. That's what you want with this game. This is week 2 of the current edition of Say My Name. Right now we have everyone tied with 15 points. We have True, Jamie, Rick, Doomgirl, Tweenie, and Veritex all with 15 points right now. Let's see what happens today. One thing, one little catch here, you only get one guess per clue. So think carefully, don't waste your guesses. You only get one per clue. So let's start! We have a Sega character this week, and clue number one is, it's a female character. So if you think you know who this is, just send me a guess via private message on Discord. Who is this female character? It's so easy, it's so obvious, isn't it? You're now playing for 20 points. PM on Discord, please, with your guesses. Maybe someone will get it. I doubt that. Anyway, let's keep going. Let's play music. That's what we're here for. And so, let's start with the vocal track from the Virtua Fighter 2 Dancing Shadows album. This is, Oh, My Shining Star, the theme of Pi. Not the edible kind. Or the mathematical kind. No, the other Pi.
Maku Some blast processing to your day. This is Radio Sega.
Didn't see the cliff, past the hell, been bending.
Maze of Life from Persona Q Shadow of the Labyrinth. It's been a while since I played this. This used to be on the top 40 all the time when the game came out. Or actually, when the game came out in Japan and we got the soundtrack. And later on, the game came out in the West. So yeah, that's a great track. I like that. Before that, we had the second special stage of the night. So we had the special stage from Sonic the Hedgehog 2, 16-bit version. Two oops. And the first track was Oh, My Shining Star from Virtua Fighter 2 Dancing Shadows. Quite like that vocal track there. You need to play more Virtua Fighter vocal tracks on the show, on the stream in general. Yeah. So, people are sending me... I need to write down the names that people send me as guesses for Say My Name. I have a feeling some of them are not even Sega characters. I haven't heard of them ever, you know. So I have a feeling these are made up. I have a feeling you guys just are trying to trick me somehow. I'm not sure how that works, because I know the answer, you know, so not sure how that works. Anyway, yeah, maybe you can guess Doom Guy, and I'm like, what's that? Never heard of that. What's a Doom? Yeah. Rex says, if some are made up, share us the most absurd answers. No, you know, they are names, you know. People usually use... let's see. I don't think I can share any of these. People usually send me... I've got like 4 or 5 Japanese names this time, so... And I don't know them, but yeah, I need to check them out and see if they are real and if they are Sega characters. So I will not share them at this point. Anyway, keep sending me your guesses via private message on Discord. It's always fun to see you fail. kidding. But that's what actually happens. That's what happens. You fail. But you'll get it eventually, because the clues get much easier as we progress. Yeah. Rexy says, did someone say Segata Sanshiro? That's the most girly character of all time. Most girly Sega character of all time. Segata Sanshiro. Yes. Trini says, how can you not know the one I sent you? Well, I didn't say it was yours. You're just assuming I'm talking about yours. Yep. So, what else? What else should we talk about? So, apparently, Radio Sega is involved, somehow, in TSSC's Metallic Madness. Whatever that is. So, apparently, it's a community battle showdown or something. On Twitter, apparently. Not just community, but apparently Sonic characters as well. So... there Friday daytime Metallic Madness matches, Wave versus Styx, Tails versus Manic, Radio Sega versus Sonic the Hedgehog, and Nicole versus Cream. So yeah, I think I remember last year we were involved in this somehow. We weren't contacted by them. They just tweeted something and tagged Radio Sega. And I'm not sure how this works, if people should retweet, or like, or reply. I don't know what happens. We weren't contacted, as I said before, so I don't really know what happens and what to do. But, you know, just vote for us, however you can. Or don't. You'll do what you want, I don't know. So, let me just take a look at Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic the Hedgehog looks like a better website than Radio Sega, so maybe I'll tell you to vote for them instead. Discover the secrets, gifts, photos, and scans around the world of Sonic the Hedgehog. Oh, nice. And they have another blog called Old Game Mags. So, that's also nice. Yeah, awesome. Awesome. And another one called Video Game Art Archive. That's also a nice one, yeah. So they seem to share some interesting stuff about Sonic. So, yeah. Yeah. Actually, it's a pretty good one. So, www.sonicthehedgehog.com if you want to check it out. And I think you should vote for them instead of Radio Sega. Who the hell is Radio Sega anyway? So, yeah. Trini said, Trini posted a picture of the whole thing here, the whole tournament. So apparently, we're on the. Where are we? I can't even see Radio Sega. Quality radio right here. Maybe on the left? Right. Oh, right side. Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna ask you to boycott this because they wrote radio, Sega, two different words. And Sega only has capital S. So this is not us. This is a fake. So please do not vote for us, because this is not Radio Sega. This is another website, so please don't support this. I'm obviously kidding, but I'm also not, because no one gets the name right. It's Radio Sega, just one word, please. It's Sega, it's in all capital letters. My god, I'm sad now. So I think it's best to move on and play this.
Third party tracks of the week.
Hey! 11 years, people! 11 years, it's never changed! It's been Radio Sega! For 11 years! And no one gets it right. Why? Anyway, third party tracks of the week, we have some good ones this week. We actually have some good ones every week, but this week we have some requests, some remixes as well, so look forward to that. We've got some Top Gear 2, some Gunlord, as requested by everyone last week. We've got some OC remixes and a track from Night Striker, which is also something nice. So let's take a listen. Let's start with some Top Gear 2, a Mega Drive game. And this is Canterbury Plains. Enjoy!
We'll be right back. Radio Sega. Manic Monday Show with Casey. We'll be right back.
from Gunlord. This is Factory 5. I need to get a hold of the people who did this, the soundtrack and the game itself. I think we should get them on the Sega Lounge or something, because I love the soundtrack. Gunlord, very good. Third party tracks of the week right now on Radio Sega's The Manic Monday Show. Before that, we had Nano Seed from Blam Machine Head. Blam Machine Head. And the first track was Canterbury Plains from Top Gear 2. Apparently, that was not the track that Lucas wanted me to play. He asked for number 3, track number 3. I don't have track numbers, I have track titles. So, it was a mess. So, next week I'll try to figure out what track 3 is and see if I can play it on the show for you guys. So if you want to send me some requests for third-party tracks of the week, you can go to radiose.ga/third-party. Third-party, that's the link you need to follow to send me your requests. Remixes are allowed as well. Just send me a link to those remixes so I can find them, though. So third-party tracks, this means you can request tracks from games not developed or published by Sega, but released on Sega consoles. Okay, that's what third party means. Anyway, is it time already? Is it time? Are you waiting for this? Are you? Are you? I think you are. Say my name. It's time for clue number 2. After no one, absolutely no one, got it yet. So, what was I expecting? You know, people suck. So, obviously, when I say female character, that can only mean one character, right? It's so obvious and so easy. Why are people having a hard time guessing this week's character? I don't understand. Yeah, so clue number 2 is probably a bit more helpful. Jamie says, stop giving us stupid clues. The clues aren't stupid. No. The clues are great. Don't complain. So, clue number 2 is, has a special ability called Double Rhythm Power. Has a special ability called Double Rhythm Power. And it's a female character. What could this mean? I have a feeling someone, at least, you know, one or two people will get this. You know, it's not that hard. So, a female character who has a special ability called Double Rhythm Power. You know, so send me a private message on Discord with your guess. Maybe you'll get 15 points. Who knows? Who knows indeed? And while you do that, I'm gonna play some more third-party tracks. Starting with a remix by someone called Ivan Hakstok. I'm sorry. I think I murdered your name. You know who he is. He's a great remixer, and he did a track, or a remix of a track, from Gunbird 2. This is called Signs of Lust on the Manic Monday Show. We'll be right back.
Sega.
With Casey.
We'll be right back.
dudes. So, closing off the third-party tracks of the week segment right here on the Manic Monday Show, this was The Prophecy of Alhazard, or Alhazard. I think it's Alhazard, makes more sense. It sounds more epic. For an RPG like Langrisser 2. This is an OC remix by Dr. Manhattan and Scaredseam. I just realized two important things. I've been talking to Opus Science on private message, and we've been discussing how old we are, because we don't know about things, we confuse things. Yeah, we're not hip like the cool kids these days. And so I just realized two things about this track. So first of all, Dr. Manhattan is Brazilian. That's interesting, I didn't know that. And Scaredseam is a guy. I, for some reason, always assumed Scaredseam was a girl. I can't tell you why, there must have been something along the way that happened, and I assumed Scaredseam was a girl. But that's not the case at all. So, you know, fun facts, alternative facts on the Manic Monday Show. Also, we played Fly Away Sky Theme from Night Striker, the Mega CD version. This was requested by someone. I'll need to check that out. And we also played Signs of Lust, an OC remix of Gunbird 2 from or by Ivan Hackstock. Very good. Scaredseam is a French guy, says Rexy, as in Simon, pronounced Simone. Okay, so I understand the confusion. Well, nope, I actually didn't know that either. So, I think I didn't know that. I just realized he's a guy. So, yeah, interesting. And so, what's been going on? So, there are a couple of football matches that I was supposed to be paying attention to, but I'm not. So first of all is Chelsea Manchester United, 1-0 for Chelsea, not good. And Benfica Bolonense, Portuguese league, Benfica is winning, which is very good. So that's good. So yeah, so those were the third party tracks of the week. Don't forget to go to radiose.ga/third party if you want to take part in the third party tracks of the week. If you want to suggest tracks, if you want to request tracks from third party games released on Sega consoles. That being said, I think everyone's just pretty much everyone got this week's character for Say My Name. That second clue was too easy. So another note to self: make clues even harder next week. So make it so no one guesses it, even with the fourth clue. Note to self. Duly noted. Anyway, time to move on. Time to play another intro for yet another segment of this show.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music. Like old times. Like old times.
The Manic Jukebox.
Indeed. The Manic Jukebox on Radio Sega's The Manic Monday Show. This week we have Opus Science. We have Steve playing The Manic Jukebox, and he picked a few tracks, three tracks to be exact, as per usual. Some good ones, some good ones. He had some, being an old man, he had some issues working the jukebox. You know, it's a delicate machine, and you need to press the buttons gently, and being an old man like he is, he was just trying to kick the jukebox and trying to make it play, but that's not how it works. And so he knows it now, and he'll be able to press the buttons the right way. So pushing my buttons tonight, Opus Science Steve, he picked tracks 8, 23, and 37. So number 8 is this one from Final Fight CD, Round 4, Industrial Area 2, and Round 6.
Round 6.
Sega, the number one source for Sega music on the internet since 2006.
To come.
Check this out.
The People's Choice segment. To vote for the three tracks you'd like to hear on the show, go to radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice.
Do it!
This is a great track, I love it. Restart the Shooting Star, Ring Ring, round 5-1, as selected on the jukebox by Steve from the Open Science Collective, a collective of one, obviously. So before that we had Kung Fu Disco, from Let's Tap, and round 4, Industrial Area 2, round 6, from Final Fight CD, all tracks that were available to play on the Manic Jukebox. And that's what he did. So you can go to radiose.ga/manicjukebox to see the entire lineup of 40 tracks. Well, not the entire, because I haven't added all the replacement tracks that he sent me, but you know, you can get 38 tracks right now. I still need to add two more, but these are the tracks that you can pick next week if you want to play the Manic Jukebox. If you're listening to this on the podcast, and if you want to take part on the Manic Jukebox, even if you can't listen to the show live, you can send me an email and tell me which tracks you'd like me to play. So send me an email and say, "Hello Kissy, I want to play the Manic Jukebox. I want tracks 1, 2 and 3, for example." And then I will reply back saying that okay, you can play it. Now send me 3 replacement tracks. You can think of 3 tracks that you want to be added. They want me to add to the list for the following week. That's how it works. Anyway, I've been checking some stuff out during the breaks. For example, that Sonic the Hedgehog blog that we're up against on the Metallic Madness thingy for TSSC is actually quite good. I quite like this. So being an old man like I am and not knowing much about, you know, basically anything, I learned some new stuff just by looking at the front page of the blog. So it's great. I didn't even know there was a special cheat code for the Japanese version of Sonic 1 that you could input, and you could get the real names of the developing team. So that's great. It says here that you can input the code CCCCCC, up, down, 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 left, right. And during the auto demo, hold down plus A plus B plus C, and you'll get switched to a secret credit screen. Yeah, I didn't even know that. It's nice. Maybe it's old news, but for me it's news. So deal with it. I'm old. Anyway, So. Let's see. What else was I reading about? So apparently, I think we all knew that. So a few weeks ago, a couple of weeks ago, or last week or something. So there's a panel, a Sonic panel at South by Southwest this week, this Thursday, I believe. And so the Sonic the Hedgehog official Twitter account posted a screenshot of Project 2017. I'm not sure if this is a screenshot of it, just more like a concept art or something. And so they said see you at South by Southwest, so that's what they did. Are you excited about this? I'm really not, but let me know if you are. I'm currently excited about Puyo Puyo Tetris coming out soon. That's the Sega game that I'm excited about right now, I have to be honest with you. And then I'm also excited for Sonic Mania. Really, really excited. I'm trying not to think about it as much as Puyo Puyo Tetris, because it's still a couple of months away, I think. I'm putting my money on June. Late May at most, but I think June will be the month of release of Sonic Mania. So it's still about 2 or 3 months away, so I'm not thinking about that too much. But I'm really excited for the Sonic Mania. That's what I want. But apart from that, I'm really, really excited for Puyo Puyo Tetris coming to the Switch, and obviously the PS4. So I already have the Vita version, the Japanese version, on the Vita, and I'm really excited to finally get a localized version on the go on the TV. So for the Switch, that's something that I'm really looking forward to. I'm really looking forward to some games that are releasing on the Switch next month. So there's that. There's Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. There's Lizard Cubes, Wonder Boy the Dragon's Trap as well coming to the Switch. So exciting stuff coming to this console that I'm loving so much. It's been a week and a few days, and I'm loving this. I'm playing this non-stop wherever I go, so it's exciting. How good is Breath of the Wild, by the way? So good! It's amazing. It's amazing. Anyway, not that kind of show here, so we're Sega, so yeah. Let's carry on and play this.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
At this point, I think everyone's got it, so I'm not sure why I'm doing this. But let's keep going. Let's share clue number 3 anyway. And maybe someone on the darkest corners of the internet is still trying to guess and will appreciate the help of this third clue. So, clue number 3. The first game she appeared in had the subtitle All Funked Up during development. True story. So, the subtitle was All Funked Up during the development process. This was the first game this character appeared in. So if you think you know who this is, female character, has a special ability called Double Rhythm Power, send me a private message on Discord with your guess. You're now playing for 10 points. And don't forget to vote for the People's Choice segment as well. RadioSE.ga/ManicMondayChoice. You have until the end of this next block of music to send me to vote for the 3 tracks you'd like to hear on the show. It's coming soon, dedicated to Jewel Day. You have 6 tracks to choose from, so choose wisely. Yesterday, I hosted a special episode of Sega Ages dedicated to Radio Sega Live's 7th anniversary and also to music from games released in 2016. I played a track that I really, really loved, and so I'm gonna play that same track again today. Deal with it. I think a few people will be excited because, you know, yeah, it's a Vocaloid track. And it's called ID.
Oh,
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. Manic Monday Show with KC. Only on Radio Sega.
The trap on his rose, and this baby she lives with no other substitute.
Rose, Amy. Mixing together Sky Sanctuary and Planet Wisp by Gario from the Sonic Zone Remix Competition. I believe the first one, right? Let me check it out. Yep, 2012, so that was a good one. I was listening to this and I was thinking about the Sonic Zone Remix Competition special we did on on Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown a few years ago, and I need to check it out and see what tracks were. I think number one was it Pandemonium? I can't remember. Was it Trash FM? I don't think it was. I don't know. Maybe it was. I don't know. I can't remember. But I need to check it out. Maybe. And one day we'll... Maybe we need to play the top one, the top three or something on a special show or something. Yeah. So, let's just tell you what we just played. We had Rose Amy by Gario. We also played Special Stage Emerald Challenge from Sonic Heroes, and that sparked up a little debate on Discord, because there are people who love Sonic Heroes and there are people like me who just tolerate it. I was at the time, I remember I loved Sonic Adventure 2 when it came out. I don't anymore, but I loved playing Sonic Adventure on the Dreamcast, Sonic Adventure 2 on the Dreamcast, and then I got Sonic Heroes, which was the first Sonic game I played on a third-party game home console. And I was so disappointed in that game. I was really, really, really disappointed. To this day, I think they were onto something with the team aspect of the gameplay, but I'm not sure what they were on, under the influence of something perhaps, I don't know, like with Sonic Advance 3. Sonic Advance 3 was the genesis of that, I think, the team aspect, having a buddy system of sorts, and then they expanded it to Sonic Heroes with three characters. It was a good idea for some parts, but it didn't quite work gameplay wise and that's the most important part for me. Gameplay wise it has to be flawless, and I think that was the first time I actually thought, well, this franchise is going downhill. Looking back in hindsight, Sonic Adventure 2 was not that great either, but I don't know, I really enjoyed it at the time. I can't play it anymore, at least not enjoy it anymore as I did, but yeah. Doomgirl asks, I mean, playing a Sega game for the first time in another console, Kissy. My first Sega game on another console was, I believe, Sonic Advance. I think that was the first one that I played on a, and it was Sonic game as well. Sonic Advance. I loved Sonic Advance. I thought, this is good. Please make more of this. And I love Sonic Advance 2. I didn't quite like Sonic Advance 3 for the aforementioned buddy system that they used for some reason. But yeah, I loved Sonic Advance and Sonic Advance 2. It was a bit more of the same, like they were just trying to emulate the original gameplay of the 16-bit classics, but I like that. I don't mind that at all. So yeah, how did it feel to play a Sega game for the first time in another console? It was harsh. Yeah, I remember when I heard the news of the Dreamcast being discontinued and Sega dedicating themselves to just making software, that was really hard. That was really, really hard. Jamie says, Sonic Advance games suck due to getting the emeralds. I don't really mind, actually. I don't really mind. I mind, Sonic Advance 3, again, no, please, no. Don't do that anymore. But yeah. Doomgirl says, I still can't get over it. Genesis does forever. Yeah, Genesis does forever. Forever! Well, we're overrunning. obviously, because I keep babbling. But that being said, it's time to check out the People's Choice segment. So not many people voted this week for some reason. But we have three tracks. We have a top three, so that means we can close this. So I'm going to close the poll. Let's see what happened here. Why is this doing this? Why does it say it? Oops, shut up. Okay. Stupid survey monkey. Okay. So, this means you guys voted. Let me just tell you what tracks were on the poll. So you could have voted for, in alphabetical order. Let's see. We had Chimpanzilla with Sonic Rush Adventure's Jeweled Scepter OC Remix. Arabian Jewelry, the USA version from Columns, the arcade version of the game. Jewel Master from Jewel Master. Crystal Choir Jewel Fever from Knight's Journey of Dreams. Glamorous and Golden Jewelers from Shenmue 2. And Jewel of the End from Yakuza Dead Souls. Those were the tracks you could have voted for. You voted for three of them. And those are the ones we are playing on the show. But obviously, let me pick one at random to play first. Let's go with this one. Yeah, let's go with this one. So this is dedicated to Jewel Day, which is today. So people all around the world are celebrating Jewel Day. No, they're not. But we are. And so let's do this.
People's Choice!
The people have spoken, the people have voted. And this is one of the most voted tracks of the week from Columns, the arcade version. This is Arabian Jewelry, the USA version.
Listen to this show again.
Download the podcast that will be available shortly on RadioSega.net and the iTunes Store, or stream it on Stitcher.
Thank you. I have just one question for you. Are you ready?
Are you ready for Monday night when Radio Sega Champ KC hosts the Manic Monday Show? Right now, you can listen to this awesome free radio live show event for absolutely nothing at all, only on Radio Sega.
What a tune! Chimpanzilla with Sonic Rush Adventure Jeweled Scepter OC Remix, as voted by you guys for the People's Choice segment. Indeed. And so, you guys voted for that, for Glamorous and Golden Jewelers from Shenmue 2, and for Arabian Jewelry, the USA version, from the arcade version of Columns. So, all good picks there. Thank you for voting. Next week, we'll have yet another poll dedicated to yet another special day. So, stay tuned for that. And you'll be able to influence the outcome of this segment of the show as well. Yep, so that's that. We're almost done with the show. Still another segment to come, though. And still yet another clue for this.
Say my name.
Yep, so I don't think people need it anymore, but I'll share it anyway. So we have one final clue worth 5 points for people still trying to guess it. So let me just recap very quickly what just happened. So we have female character has a special ability called Double Rhythm Power. The first game she appeared in had the subtitle All Funked Up during development. And clue number 4 is a playable character in Toe Jam and Earl 3 Mission to Earth. Okay, so that's clue number 4. If you think you know who this is and you still haven't tried to guess it, you're now playing for 5 points, so send me a private message on Discord with your guess for this week's edition of Say My Name, Pihach. Indeed. So, that being said, it's time for another segment of this show, and it's called this.
Chill Tracks of the Week.
So, Chill Tracks of the Week. Time to slow down a bit. Time to, you know, think of love and life. And so we have 3 interesting tracks now. We have a Yakuza track. We have yet another special stage. And we have a really, really, really amazing track, a really, really amazing cover of an Outrun track. And so maybe it explains what happened when the driver, you know, reached the goal and then he took his girlfriend by the hand and they went somewhere. I don't know, maybe magic happened. I don't know. I wasn't there, but the BB Queens were. Yeah, but that's later. Because now we'll start with, yes, it's a love song, but it's a love song from Kamurocho, from Yakuza 4. This is Kamuro Pure Love Song, the Kiryu and Maya version on the Manic Monday Show.
Baramaku, Shinei no Kazu no Aijo.
Radio Sega. Monday Show with Casey. You're gonna be
so high. They're together, leaving the world behind us. I know you know we find us still in the light. You will die after tonight.
Ooh. Oh!
So, I love you. Yeah. So, yeah. Vertex says this track is so slimy. Yeah. It's the magic of the 90s. BB Queens with After Tonight, Image from Outrun. I recommend you check out the BB Queens album, Sing. I think it's how it's called. Let me just tell you that. Sing, Sega Game Music presented by BB Queens. And it's awesome. You should all request tracks from this album on Radio Sega. So that was After Tonight. Before that, we had the final special stage of the evening from Sonic Games, dedicated to Jewel Day. Special stage from Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 1. Quite a nice track there. Very nice. And the first one was Kamuru Pure Love Song, the Kiryu and Maya version from Yakuza 4. So all the love tonight, all the love. Yep. Yeah. So it's been fun. We're almost done with the show, so I'm gonna go in and have some dinner now and work on stuff, because there's a lot happening behind the scenes, and so yeah, I have some work to do. But that being said, I also need to tell you how Say My Name went. How badly did everyone suck tonight? We'll see. We'll see.
Say my name. Say my name. Say my name. Say my name.
Yeah, so this is what happened today. We had 4 clues. Female character has a special ability called Double Rhythm Power. The first game she appeared in had the subtitle All Funked Up during development. And is a playable character in Toe Jam and Earl 3 Mission to Earth. So, obviously, the second clue was very, very easy. It made it easier for all of you guys to guess it. So, let's see how many people guessed it tonight. 9 people. 9 people, all with 15 points. So, that's what happened on tonight's show. So, we had Opus Science, Jamie, Trini, II, Rick, Sarah Rose 96, Doom Girl, Ryan, Localize, Yokai Watch 3. I'm just gonna call you Ryan from now on, okay? Veritex, all with 15 points. So this means, after 2 weeks of this current edition of Say My Name, we have True, Opus Science, II 1980, Sarah Rose 96, and Ryan with 15 points. And in the lead, we have Jamie 64326, Rick, Doomgirl, Tweenie, and Veritex, all with 30 points. So, not much has changed, but yeah. Jamie says, Casey, you have dinner really late in Portugal. Yeah, I have dinner really late wherever I am. I know what you mean, but no, I'm just doing a show to entertain you all, so that's why I didn't have dinner yet. I will after the show ends. Next week, I will not do a show and have dinner instead. At a proper time. Jewel Day. I can't really see the manic doodle because of the transparency. Let me try to open this in my browser. Okay, so Jewel Day. Let every day shine. Nice, nice, nice. Very good. So that's this week's manic doodle by Rexy. Very good. Thank you for that. Well then, it's time to say goodbye. A reminder that there will be no episode of the Sega Lounge this week. We're still on a break. I'm still not sure if we'll come back next week either, but maybe, okay. And so we'll see what happens. However, we have a full and rich lineup of Radio Sega Live shows coming at you this week. So just go to radiose.ga/shows for the full lineup of shows. Next one will probably be the chart-topping show. There's a possibility that the CTS will not air tomorrow, but we'll keep you posted on our social media about that. But for the time being, you know, there will be a show at 8 p.m. GMT tomorrow, the chart-topping show with RevSig. Don't forget, US peeps, that we haven't time-traveled here yet in this part of the world, in Europe. So 8 p.m. GMT is now 4 p.m. Eastern and 1 p.m. Pacific for you guys. So don't forget that until the end of the month, basically. So for the next couple of weeks, we'll be, you know, you'll be 1 hour ahead. Nowhere. You're still behind, but not as much as before. Time traveling is confusing. Okay, just go to a time zone converter and that will work for you. Anyway, nothing more to say. Thank you for tuning in to this week's show. It's been fun, as always. I've been KC. I will be back next week with yet another episode of the Manic Monday Show, episode 30 of the current season of the show. That's great. So we're reaching that magical number 30. Next week, we'll have yet another special day to celebrate using the People's Choice segment. So keep an eye out for that. radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice is always the link that you can use to vote for the People's Choice segment. I will leave you with an awesome track, something to get you pumped up for the rest of the week and the rest of the evening or afternoon, depending on where you are in the world. So pump up that volume. Rock on, dudes. From the Super Hang-On 20th Anniversary Collection album, this is the Mickey version of Winning Run. Bye-bye! Yeah!
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.